From the jungle beyond us came the sound of splashing water. Tigers play in water. Was it the tiger, or was it the herd of wild cattle we had seen the day before? I looked questioningly down at the tracker. He grinned back at me, as if he, too, thought it were a tiger. A little later it seemed to me that I could see the gleam of a striped face for an instant between the green jungle growths. It was gone, even as I thought I saw it, and I told myself that it was all a trick of my straining eyes. I was getting so that I could see the tigers all over the place. At 2 o'clock came a rush of clouds, which gave warning of the storm that was sweeping up toward us. The darkness shut swiftly in about us, the heavens opened overhead, and all the waters in them came crashing down on us. The tracker shivered and slipped softly away up the ravine. We put our guns under our coats to keep them dry, and for the next 2 hours we stood there in the soaking downpour, wondering if we had really been nice and dry and hot a short time before. Then the rain ceased, and the sun came out more faintly. The tall grass about us, bending with rain, began to straighten, while the glistening beaded drops on it dried. We now took turns, sitting down close by the blind, cautiously stretching a cramped arm or leg. There was little hope, just determination left. The tiger comes. The day was fading fast. 5:30. 5:40. In a few minutes it would be too dark to see to shoot if anything did come. As soon as it was dusk, the tiger might begin to prowl and do his prowling anywhere about us.